The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on the floor. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got enough content.
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now, let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
The goals of this message, the heart, the hand, and the honor of an intercessor, the goals of this message, that you will understand that as a Christian, you are called to pray for others. That's the first goal, that you will understand that you are called to pray for others. You are called to pray for others, not just to pray for yourselves, but you are called to pray for others. You are called to pray for Christians and non-Christians as well. And the second goal is that with this understanding that you are called to pray for others, you'll be more prayerful and your faith will increase. You'll be more prayerful and your faith will increase. And the third goal is that the church, Dayspring Chapel, this church, Dayspring Chapel as a whole will be more prayerful. If you are more prayerful and this other brother, this other sister is more prayerful and we are all more prayerful like that, the old church is more prayerful, our faith will increase, and the ministry, Dayspring Chapel, will also increase. That's what Paul meant by what he said. He said in 2 Corinthians 10:15, having hope, he said, I have hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere. I pray, I hope. My hope is this, that as your faith is increased, we will be enlarged. I will be enlarged. Our ministry will be enlarged. Our work will be enlarged. Amen. As your faith is increased, Dayspring Chapel will be enlarged. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the last goal is this, that your sense of feeling of belonging and our corporate sense of feeling of togetherness will increase as we pray more for one another, for each other. Amen. You know, when you pray for somebody, you feel that you are part of them. Those who pray for this church will have a great sense of belonging. They will have a great sense of being part of it because they pour out their heart unto God. So as you pray for others in the church, as you pray for the church, as you pray for me, as I pray for you, our sense of belonging to each other is increased. We feel more connected. Our unity is increased. Our oneness is increased because we pray for each other. The heart, hand, and honor of an intercessor. Who is an intercessor? Who is an intercessor? An intercessor is a mediator, an intermediary, an arbitrator, a negotiator, a peacemaker. But simply for our own sake, an intercessor is someone who prays, who pleads, who petitions or begs God in favor of another person. You know, in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, priests used to do that. But in New Testament, we are all priests. So we are all encouraged to do what? To do it for one another. You know, this simple definition of an intercessor brings about many other things. If you pray for somebody, it means that you are looking beyond your own troubles. It also means that you are matured. You are not a baby. It's babies that only think about themselves. They are concerned about their own things. They don't concern about anybody's problems or anybody's issues. So when you pray for somebody, it shows that you are matured. It shows that you care. It shows that you love. It shows that you are compassionate. And it also shows that you understand how the body works. Meaning you understand that because you are part of the body and that person is part of the body, you are connected. And when you pray for them, you are indirectly praying for yourself. When you do them good, you are doing yourself good. You know, we used to say something to our children that you better take care of your brother now. You siblings care about each other. Because if you care about each other and you help that other brother or sister of yours to grow or to do well, later in the future, you wouldn't have to be supporting them because they would be able to stand on their own. But if you don't help them now, later in the future, you're not going to be able to run away from them. You will have to carry them. You understand that? So when we support each other, when we pray for one another, we are essentially doing ourselves good. We are indirectly doing ourselves good. Amen. The heart, the end, and the honor of an intercessor. If you are a Christian, and I said this over and over again, if you are a Christian, you are an intercessor. Though you don't necessarily bear the title of an intercessor, you bear the name. Though you don't bear the title, you don't wear the title of an intercessor, you bear the name because you have the name of Christ. Amen. Jesus is our number one example of an intercessor. And I believe that each one of us wants to be like Jesus. Anybody wants to be like Jesus? I want to be like Jesus. So if Jesus is a good example of an intercessor, that means I want to be like him. I want to be an intercessor. Amen. Jesus commanded us to follow him, to be like him. So we want to be like him, even in this area. You know that if things are going relatively well for you, generally speaking, if things are going relatively well for you, you don't seem to see what troubles are out there for other people. You are just in your own world. Many of us like that because things are going well for us. Even when things are not going well for us, in the other way too, we seem to be overwhelmed with our own troubles. We don't see anybody's troubles. So it takes a real effort to look beyond yourself, to see what others are going through. We must not be oblivious of the need of the sufferings of others, especially those who are persecuted, those who are oppressed, those who are distressed, those who are sick, those who are bereaved, those who are in pain, physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, the homeless, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the abused, the incarcerated, the victimized, the underprivileged, the underserved, and all of that. Again, we cannot be occupied with our own headaches, that we don't see the tragedies, the calamities, the troubles in the lives of others. We are so concerned about our own headache. It's like somebody who is saying, oh, I don't have any shoes to wear, until he goes and finds somebody that don't have legs. You complaining that you don't have shoes to wear. Then you meet somebody who don't have legs. Say, whoa, wow. Thank you, Lord. I have legs to walk. Thank you, Lord. And you appreciate what you have. Because now you see somebody who is in a more serious situation than yourself. Let's not allow our troubles to make us bitter. Let's not allow our troubles to make us bitter. Let's allow our troubles, or allow God, basically, is God that will help us. Because it's not that we can help ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. It's not that we can help ourselves. That's a powerful truth. You know, people of the world will say to you, you can help yourself. But we know that we depend on the Lord. Amen. It's the Lord that will help us. The Lord will help us so that our troubles don't make us bitter, but sweeter. Amen. That our troubles won't make us bitter, but sweeter. Knowing that there are many whose troubles are bigger than ours. And that it's not because we are bad. We give God the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. The heart, hand, and honor of an intercessor. Now, I love this scripture in Hebrews chapter 13, 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 13, 1 to 3. He said, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget, meaning do not, or meaning remember. If you say do not forget, means remember to entertain strangers. For by so doing, some have unwittingly, without knowing, entertained angels. Meaning do good to everyone that you meet. Do good to everybody. You never know if they are your angel. You never know if they are so special. You never know if they are the answer to your prayer. So don't look at them and look down on them because they don't dress well, because they don't look well, you know, because they don't have a nice car, you know, because whatever it is that is going on with them, do them well. Do good to everyone. You never know. That might be your answer. That might be the answer to your prayer. And in verse 3 it says, remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Since you yourself are in the body. You also have a physical body, and you also are in the body of Christ. You can feel these things. If you can feel these things, then you got to be compassionate. Remember those who are in serious situations. Remember doesn't mean just think about them. Some people will say, oh, we're thinking of you. You know, sometimes they say that on the radio, on the television, our thoughts and prayers. They are not praying. They are our thoughts and prayers. They are not even thinking about them. But for us, it's not just that we think about them. The scripture is not just saying think about them. It says pray for them. So remember them goes beyond just think about them. It means pray for them. It means even fast for them. There are some situations that will require you to fast, to pray for somebody, to fast for somebody. It means also provide for them. Provide for them. Give them. It also means visit them. Those who are in trouble. Somebody who is sick. Maybe in the hospital. No? Maybe at home. Visit them. Go visit them. They're having some challenges in their lives. Go visit them. Call them on the phone if you can't visit them. Maybe you live far away. Maybe they are in another state. Maybe they are in another country. Call them. Some of us, as young people, will FaceTime them. Amen. Put them on video. Talk with them. Empathize with them. Pray with them. Show your concern. Send them a card, you know, a greeting card in the mail. So don't just be like, oh, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking of you. Go beyond that.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Dayspring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.